Good evening, everyone. It's the end of my first day in Paris. Yesterday I got here about 6 o'clock. I didn't even realize I got to France until I woke up and they were talking about local time. So the Eurostar is quite good that way. But last night I just went out, got some food, went to bed. Today I was going to go to the Versailles Palace, but I couldn't work out where it was. So I'm going to ask the lobby tomorrow morning and head down there. So today I swapped things around and went to the Louvre instead, which I can highly recommend. It's fantastic. Although I think this is the first time it may have happened, is I think I may have run out of time and not seen everything I paid for, because I paid for both exhibitions, and I'm pretty sure that one was so massive by the time I realized what time it was they were kicking everybody out. So yeah, still really good though. And Phil Jupitus, if you saw that episode of QI, was actually right. The best bit isn't the Mona Lisa, it's all the stuff on the way up to the Mona Lisa. There's some absolutely massive paintings, and I think the best one, the one I enjoyed the most, was somebody done a two-sided painting. Well, it's two paintings, and they'd arranged it so it was two-sided, and you had to walk around it. And it was two sides of David and Goliath. And on one side, it was David about to stab him, and the other side, he could see where he dropped his slingshot. So I was like, "Hang on a second, where's his slingshot?" And he walked around to the side, and there's his slingshot. And I was like, "Yay, fantastic!" It made me happy. I don't know art, but I know what I like. But yeah, Paris is ridiculously expensive. I mean, a pint of beer is about £7, so I'm not going to be drinking any beer while I'm here. I thought a 1 liter bottle of Orangina for €3, which is about 3 quid, it's about 1 to 1 at the moment, was ridiculous. But they're about that for a little bottle in a restaurant, so I may just stick to buying food in restaurants and when I need to eat, and then having a drink when I get back to the hotel and not bothering at the restaurants. It's just ridiculous prices. But yeah, my first attempt at speaking French, she looked at me blankly and then said, "Do you speak English?" in flawless English. Kind of wishing I paid attention in GCSE French now, but never mind. I'm wondering how I'm going to survive in Germany and Italy and Spain and Portugal when I don't actually speak any of those languages at all. I may have to buy, they handily had dictionaries in the Gare du Nord, the Paris train station. So I may have to keep an eye out for a map and a dictionary for each place as well. Yeah, I quite like Paris. Although it does feel like all the men hate me, because all the men keep staring at me like they want to stab me. But hopefully they won't. See everybody later.